Good morning, Albuquerque, and welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini. I've got a new guest host with me, Krista Benavides of Christalk International. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. We're both really excited to talk to the folks of Albuquerque this morning about Go Local Boom, local businesses, local nonprofits, and all of the exciting things that our business community has going on. But before we do so, we'd like you to know that our sponsor, Rocketbox SEO and Web Design, really appreciate Albuquerque local businesses. That's the reason that they provide the resources for us to do this show. Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online business directory that's a free resource to local businesses. We'll create a profile for you there. We'll bring you on the radio show, interview you, and set you up for success, promote you in every way that we can, and it doesn't cost you anything. So if you or any of your friends know that they would like some marketing and advertising for their business, please introduce them to Go Local Boom on Facebook. Have them send us a message, and our super awesome assistant, Shelly Bruce with KSB Productions, will follow up with you guys and get you scheduled. So, Krista Benavides, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Despite some allergies and stuff going out, I think
everybody's been having a hard time with the strange weather fluctuation.
Just give me an ultra-deep voice this morning.
That's good. It's a good radio
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, radio voice.
You can have the radio voice. I'll have the radio face.
Nice.
Okay, so let's get this interview going. Our first guest this morning is Gretchen Price. She is the CEO with a pretty awesome brand that has some interesting things going on, Care Management Group of New Mexico. Gretchen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're excited to talk about what you do. I know a little bit about this industry, and I love it. It's an important and a large industry nowadays. So why don't you tell everybody your contact information after you let them know what you do so they can reach out to you if they are so inclined.
Okay, great. Well, we are a local business. We do care management services for seniors and individuals with disabilities. We support families that are trying to take care of their loved ones and the seniors and the individuals with the disabilities themselves.
Give us a specific example of that. Okay. So if somebody might need some help, but they don't really know what to ask for, what's the best case scenario of what you guys do?
There's a couple different scenarios. One may be that mom and dad you're starting to notice some differences in mom and dad, but you're not quite sure what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can call us, the Care Management Group of New Mexico, and we can come in and we can actually do an assessment in the home. We like to invite in all of the support groups. So that would be family members that are there, friends, family, other like neighbors that might be helping support the senior. And we can actually take a look and do an assessment by asking questions, walking through the house, and looking at what's going on and what might be some of the gaps that mom and dad are experiencing and making recommendations on how do we fill those gaps for them. For some individuals, that may mean bringing in a caregiver one or two times a week to cook meals, go grocery shopping, do some light housekeeping. Sometimes that means actually coordinating doctor's appointments better for that individual, getting some assessments done. It may mean that we recommend doing a neurocognitive assessment with a professional just to see what really is happening with mom and dad and their abilities.
So what a tremendous resource for those of us that are taking care of our loved ones, which mm-hmm. we all end up doing in some form or fashion,
mm-hmm.
right? But aren't exactly professionals or people
right.
that have devoted our lives to doing that. We don't know any better.
Right.
We just want to help, and we don't want to upset mom and dad, right?
Right.
So give everybody your contact information if they want to reach out to you.
Sure. So my name is Gretchen Price, and I can be found at gprice@caremanagementgroupnm.com, and our phone number is 505-338-0720.
Okay, wonderful. So again, thanks for being here. Tell me, what got you interested in doing what you do? You are the CEO of the organization. Are you the founder?
I am not the founder.
Okay.
So it's quite an interesting story. My background is in pharmaceutical sales.
We love interesting stories. We find that most local businesses, are made up of very interesting stories. So tell us what yours is.
Okay. So my background is in pharmaceutical sales and then banking. I have two little guys, twin boys that are now 7, but when they were about 2.5, I went back to work, couldn't do travel with pharmaceutical sales, so I went back to banking. And Nancy Oriola, our founder, was actually one of my clients. So we got to know each other pretty well. I knew I wanted to make a change. My heart was not in banking anymore. And she asked me to come and do marketing for her for a short time while I was trying to transition. And I ended up staying, and now it's 3.5 years later, and I'm the CEO of the Care Management Group of New Mexico, and I use my background in pharmaceutical sales and in banking every day and management. I've done training and development, so I use all of it every single day.
Yeah, I found the same thing, and I'm sure that Krista will agree. I know a little bit about your background and skill set,
right.
But I think everything that I've done wasn't exactly preparing for this intentionally, but everything I've done before owning my own business and managing the operations of that business prepared me for this and kind of lends really well to what I'm doing now, right? So what's your take on that, Krista?
Well, what an interesting combination of pharmaceutical sales and banking. I mean, what a great combination for a CEO, because you'll know you have that background in terms of the pharmacology aspect,
right.
But the budget, I mean, I bet your books are all your accountant probably loves you because you have that background.
We'll go with that.
Well, and certainly the people skills and management to interact with, you know, clients, family members and your
right.
team. That certainly comes in handy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us what your favorite thing to do at work is.
My favorite thing at work is to actually interact with the seniors themselves.
Mm-hmm. This lends really well. It's a good segue because this has to do with the community engagement component of your business as well.
Right.
So yeah, tell us.
Right. So I am blessed because we are a small company. I actually do all of the initial meetings, receive all the initial calls from the families.
I would love your job if I were
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's fun. That's my most favorite part because I get to go out and talk to the families, talk to the seniors themselves, and really be a problem solver, solution oriented for them. And I know that we're making a difference in their lives. So honestly, that's all that management stuff we can kind of put to the wayside, but this is my favorite part. So.
And I imagine that helps the families have a greater sense of comfort knowing that the person at the top who's in charge is the one doing the intake, who is getting to know people when they first come in. And it's not just some, you know, glass ceiling and who's really in charge and so forth. So I imagine that helps later on if there are any issues that they feel like, okay, we know Gretchen, we've met her, we can actually have a conversation with her rather than feeling that you're far removed and that they don't have any options.
Right, right. And I do appreciate that because I have worked with corporate America, and corporate America has a lot of benefits to it. There are advantages, but I do like being able to stay in contact with all our families. And they do reach out to me if they have any questions or concerns, or if things are starting to escalate and they're needing additional services, I'm there for them. So
I've been reading, I've been doing a little research here on the information that you provided us with, and I'd love to know more about the Aging Life Network, and I'm sure that our listeners would as well.
I am very excited to say that we actually have finally launched. It's been about a year in the coming. So
you guys have been building this based upon a need that you've seen.
We
have. And really wanted to be able to provide some support and resources in this area.
Right. What we find often is that families are just catapulted into the a situation of trying to figure out what's going on and what to do when mom and dad have an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
We also have found that a lot of families, because we are private care management services, that unfortunately insurance doesn't cover our fees. A lot of families are not in the position to be able to afford our services, but they need the right direction. So what Aging Life Network does is it's an online 24/7 resource.
Oh, it gives beautiful.
Them, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It gives them the support that they need to know how to do the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It gives we do expert interviews. So we've interviewed attorneys, we've interviewed physicians, we've interviewed different groups with home care assistants, and put it all in one space for them. We've given them different tools like a home safety checklist that they can go in and make sure there aren't rugs laying all over the place that might
things that you guys would see that we would never
right.
see,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Or that mom and dad have been doing for quite some time and now isn't the best practice
right.
in the home.
Right.
Wow. So you've got a pretty awesome job and a great network of resources. I'm sure that the folks that follow Go Local Boom are going to want to check out your profiles, and we'll make sure that we share all of your information with them. That interview went pretty quickly. We're almost rounding out, so let's make sure that everybody gets your contact information one more time.
Sure. Again, my name is Gretchen Price. I can be found at gprice@caremanagementgroupnm.com or at 505-338-0720. And you can also find our new venture at www.aginglifenetwork.com.
So real quick, we have about a minute left. So how would I just go to the website, and it's user friendly. Everything I need is there. I shouldn't have, you know, is there a membership fee or anything like that?
Right. So there's different levels of engagement. Mm-hmm. But the important thing to know is that there is a free basic member level. Mm-hmm. That's no cost. We have a silver level and a gold level, and they're just a minimal monthly enrollment fee to participate. You not only get those tools, but you get access to care management services. Mm-hmm. You can have a one-on-one 60-minute call, which is actually quite a long call, with the care manager live, and talk about your specific situation. You get that at a reduced cost. Mm-hmm. Than it would cost to walk in and utilize our services. So
it'd be a great place to start for someone who doesn't know where to start.
It is. It is. And again, you know, we're all very, very busy in our lives. I know the time I am on the internet or looking for resources is at 9 p.m. at night. And this gives that option to those family members who are working busy lives, raising children, but trying to take care of their loved ones as well.
You're absolutely right. It's great to be able to access those resources from the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's difficult to talk to people about, mm-hmm. you know, stuff going on with family members. Gretchen, thank you so much. Gretchen Price, CEO of the Care Management Group of New Mexico. Their number again, 505-338-0720, and their website, caremanagementgroupnm.com. Thank you for being here with us today. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Here we go again, Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are really excited, and this interview is going to go pretty quickly because we've got three awesome guests in the booth this morning, one of them being Krista Benavidez, my co-host, and you guys can expect to hear her on air with me for the next few weeks. We're pretty excited to be working together.
So am I.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Krista is going to let us know about the accelerator program that she's involved in, and our two guests on the show this morning are also participants in that. So let's plug your businesses real quick. Wasinke, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yes. I'm Wasinke Bemende, and I have a consultancy business called Kaizen Rhino Solutions. I marry people without money with people with money.
I love that. I think we all need a little bit of that help. Kendra, how about you?
Good morning. I'm Kendra Loring, and I own Enchanted Equine Adventures, and I partner humans and horses.
Good morning. These are some great partnerships. And Krista Benavidez, of course. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yes, I'm Krista Benavidez, and currently my business is Chris Talk International. I say currently because there's a change coming that you all can find out about me on May 19th.
There's a change coming.
There's a change.
Okay, so tell us about this accelerator that you guys are all involved in. You're my co-host this week, and our invitation to you was, if you're going to help us support the show, bring some local businesses that you're working with or that you know. And so you guys are all involved in the Ignite program. What is that?
Yes. So the Ignite Community Accelerator is a business accelerator sponsored by or put on by CNM, the Stimulus Center. And it invites people from the community that are starting up a business, or as in my case, growing an existing business, to help with everything from marketing to who we might need as key partners, and doing the actually using the lean business model to cover all the aspects to make sure that we're getting started on the right foot.
What is the lean business model?
So lean business model is a continuous improvement model that helps people identify different aspects of their business to get started in terms of identifying customer segments, target markets, cash flow, cost structures, key partners, key resources, key activities, so that people that are starting a business, or like I said, in my case, growing, can make sure that all the basics are covered.
It's important stuff to know. Those of us that started businesses without those resources fumble and stumble.
Yes.
And sometimes we make our way, sometimes we don't. I guess the Small Business Administration reports that the majority of, over 80% of businesses that start fail in the first 5 years. If you can make it through your first 5 years, you're probably going to make it the next 5 years. But we don't really get into the black until that first 5 years is over. So with these resources, the support structure, and instructions, it seems like you guys are a little bit more likely to make it through that first 5 years in a lean way so as to be able to survive, right? So instead of, I guess, when the subliminal aspect of that statement, right, is that we don't need to go crazy and binge on something that maybe our business does not yet need, right?
Correct.
Okay, so this is a really exciting opportunity. How long have you been involved?
So it's a 10-week program. It began last month. It ends on May 19th.
And so will another program begin once you guys have completed it?
Yes, in the fall.
That's pretty exciting.
We're class 5.
The 5th class.
Yes.
So it's just going to keep going.
It's going to keep going.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about Kendra and the fact that you just won some accolades, right?
Yes, I was.
Enchanted Equine Adventures,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
For-profit business.
Yes.
That trains equine therapy trainers.
Now, what I do is I take any human being who has any kind of stress in their life and I partner them with a horse.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
So we've heard of service animal having therapeutic benefits and fly fishing and underwater basket weaving and anything like that. So this is a therapy animal program that's not specific to veterans, right?
Right.
Anybody that is experiencing something that they could use some help with,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yep.
My uncle has Down syndrome,
okay,
and he does horse therapy once a week, and he loves it, right?
Yep.
So you could do this.
Yes.
How do you do this?
Well, I am a certified therapeutic horseback riding instructor. So I am a riding instructor. I'm not a therapist. That is the job of the horse,
mm-hmm,
right? And I grew up with horses, and I know the impact, the power that they can have,
mm-hmm,
on the human.
It's more than just riding, right? We're talking about grooming and, right, exactly.
It's the entire package,
mm-hmm,
you know. And I teach kids, adults, seniors, veterans, first responders, any person with any kind of stress or anxiety in their life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it when
you tell us about the, pardon the interruption,
you're good,
the prize, the contest you just won.
Yeah. So I won the SCORE America's Small Business Championship for the state of New Mexico.
Now, does this have anything to do with the Ignite program through CNM Stimulus?
No, okay. They just happen to coincide, which is absolutely amazing and stressful all at the same time.
So a lot of great resources for your business. It seems like the universe is working with you to make this happen.
Indeed.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, groovy. So tell us about what are all of the details that are involved? So it was you and one other local business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are two state winners from every state, and we both won a $1,000 Sam's gift card, and we then go on to use that gift card to promote our business, to increase sales, to hire, you know, new hires, to however we need to.
So you could buy some liquor and get some donors drunk and raise more money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. However you
want to use it, right?
As long as you can show increases from last year,
mm-hmm,
for that time period, then you're good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
$1,000 can go a long way when you're in the startup phase.
Yeah, for sure. And then the grand prize, there's 3 grand prize winners on the national level, and we could win $25,000.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the national level, so there are 2 winners from each state throughout the country.
Yes, 102 winners.
So that so the way you use that gift card is really going to determine how you fall in the rankings, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That and the publicity that I get for the win. So this only helps me to promote that win.
It's a good thing you're connected with these CNM Stimulus resources and people like Krista Benavides and Go Local Boom, because we all probably have a little bit of insight in how to help you market that.
Yeah,
so you might want to talk to Shelley as well. She's really good at social media and that kind of thing. Okay, Wasinke, we've got a little bit of time left in the interview. So tell me how you are going to connect me with people who have money.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people don't know about funding organizations like the Asset Funders Network,
mm-hmm,
or the Giver's Pledge.
What is the Asset Funders Network?
Well, this is a group of individuals nationwide that support owning assets for everyday Americans. When you hear the stock market is going up, there's a small percentage of people who actually own those stocks. Well, I'm promoting a program for every American to own and participate in the stock increases.
Okay.
Yes.
So give us some more information on what else you do. So not everybody may be interested in that, although you will encourage them strongly that they should, right? So what about for someone who's not, is not prepared to do that or not interested in that?
Well, that's the primary focus of my business.
Teach people the value of assets and investment.
Well, it's poverty alleviation. So okay. In the state of New Mexico, 1 million individuals do not own any asset
or investment.
Exactly. And what that does is that creates a drag on resources. So even though a person may not be directly interested, it benefits everyone if everyone else is financially independent.
And you can teach someone who has little to no budget how to do that.
Exactly.
How do you do that?
Well, there one is just simply the education.
Mm-hmm.
The education that programs like this
do. Most people don't know how money works, right?
Exactly.
Right. So the education is the foundational component.
It's the foundational component. And then the second component is the marriage of those givers with people who may want to receive.
So once I understand how to use my money,
exactly.
Then you introduce me to people that can help me do that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in essence, I'm treating it as a campaign.
Seems like a tremendously valuable campaign.
Well, these large funders, they only support large operations. So hundreds of thousands of individuals or millions of dollars and even billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to create a cohort of individuals who are, as you pointed out, interested.
Mm-hmm.
In doing this. Now, just like Kendra just won a contest, I'm in a contest sponsored by the Small Business Administration that will grant $40,000 to the winner. And the objective of the contest is to have a product that positively benefits and empowers women and children. And this account fits that.
It absolutely does fit that.
If you don't have money, And you're in a position to have money that produces an income, not only does it benefit you as an individual, but it can benefit your children.
Yes,
and so
yes,
that
indeed.
Contest ends at the end of the month. And like I said, the winner will receive $40,000.
Just the education and information alone can benefit your children. I grew up, you know, we talk about white collar, blue collar, rich dad, poor dad families. You know,
exactly.
White collar families is not really a question of whether or not you're going to college. It's what you're going to be afterward. Are you going to be a doctor or a lawyer? Right. Blue collar families, maybe college isn't so important. Just work hard. Get a trade. Work hard. Support your family. My family was not either of those. I wasn't encouraged to finish middle school the way that I grew up. So it's taken me 20 years to get to the point where I have a minimal understanding of the way that money works and access to resources and relationships that can, you know, benefit me and my children. My children are in private school. They are going to college. She is going to be a doctor, right? There's no question about that. But it took a really long time for us to get to the place where we understood that. And my little brother has never really had access to those resources. And he's a drain on the economy, you know? And so it's unfortunate to see how easy it is to fall into that trap. So I'm really grateful to you for creating a program such as this. Where did you come up with the name?
Oh, Kaizen Rhino Solutions?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, Kaizen is a word that means continuous improvement.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
So because I grew up poor and on welfare, and now I'm in a position where I won't have to worry about money, let's just say that. I won't
mm-hmm.
be like some people, the president, that says how much money you have. But it changed my life. And so I'm motivated to help people use their money to make money. That's an exciting position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
To have money make money.
Well, and not only that, to help people. That's,
oh, absolutely.
I think that I much appreciate working with people who have that as part of their mission. I want to help others
exactly.
in some way. And it seems as though all of us in this room absolutely share that passion. So
right.
I really appreciate that you guys are taking the initiative to access these resources and build your businesses. And, of course, support one another because you're forming bonds and relationships that are going to benefit you a few years down the road when it comes mm-hmm. to your own businesses, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got a couple of minutes left. Let's make sure that we brand your businesses one more time. So give us your tag name, your website, your phone number, all of that. Wasinke, we'll start with you.
Kaizen Rhino Solutions, Wasinke, 575-650-8728. You can reach me at www.civnet.com. Look for 1 million to zero.
Thank you, Wasinke. Kendra, tell us again what you do and how they can reach you if they want your support.
Sure. Kendra Loring, Enchanted Equine Adventures, and you can give me a call at 505-501-4650. And Enchanted Equine Adventures is also on Facebook, so you can reach me there as well.
She needs some support. Like and follow her page and share what she's got going on, because in order for her to win, it's important that she gains followers and exposure. So any help that you guys can give with that will be very beneficial. And Krista?
And then finally, I want to invite all of the listeners to come and meet all of us, as well as the rest of the participants of the Accelerator, the Ignite Accelerator, at Ignite Day on May 19th. Is a Friday from 3 to 5 at the Richard Barr Boardroom on CNM's main campus. It's a free event, open to the public. So please come and see us.
University and LED,
University,
right?
University and Cole.
University and Cole.
Yes, University and Cole. And it's open to the public. And so today you only got a snippet about what we're all about. You can come and talk to us, meet the rest of the people participating in the program, as well as find out more about Ignite if you yourself are starting a new business or growing one.
Yeah, you want to get involved in the next phase, because you guys are the fifth class and there's many more to come, right?
Right.
Yes.
All right, folks, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we'll have another awesome local business that Shelley's going to tell you all about. Go Local Boom is back once again, and this time we're talking about body products. I was just reprimanded for misdescribing Leela's. This is going to be fun. Okay, so Go Local Boom is back. Of course, we like to focus on local businesses, and those businesses cover a gambit, all kinds of services and products and nutritional supplements and marketing resources. So our third guest today is Ayanna Freeman. She is the mixologist and creator at Leela's Body Cocktails. And she was just telling me that she named her business after her daughter.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So good morning, Ayanna. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So we're really excited to talk about what you do and promote it to all of our listeners and then on Facebook and all that good stuff. So why don't you tell them exactly what you do?
Okay. As my title, I am the mixologist, which means that everything that my label is on, I create it.
By hand.
I create it by hand. I don't buy bases and just put my little special fragrances or anything in it. I actually make it from scratch.
So some of us are not familiar with the fact that that's the way that it works. So what you're telling us is that you've kind of come up with these.
I've created it.
Recipes.
Yes. Secret. These are my recipes.
Right. So I just used some of the mint lotion. Was it lotion?
Mint julep lotion. Mm-hmm.
Which I could also use as shaving balm.
Yes, you can.
If I wanted to.
Yes.
So the products are multi-purpose.
Products are multi-purpose.
And I assume they probably have a health component to them as well.
All of them,
right?
Have health,
okay,
components.
Okay, so tell us. So Leela's Body Cocktails, they can get you at leelasbodycocktails@gmail.com. They can find you on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The phone number that they can reach you at is 478-294-9563. Okay, now tell them why they need to reach you. Exactly. Why would I give you a call today if I'm a guy listening to this interview?
Like I said before, I put my touch on everything. I make these from scratch. I've been studying it for over 14 years, believe it or not. So I know exactly what everyone needs to put on their skin to make it look just as beautiful and blemish-free and anti-aging as possible.
Well, you've got great skin, so obviously you're doing something right.
Yes. It definitely is a gift, and I was blessed with these formulations, knowing what to put together, trial and error as well on myself and my daughter. So if anyone has any problems with acne, if they have eczema, dermatitis, it doesn't matter. Really dry skin. It has absolutely no, I don't get stunted by anything. If you have an issue, my products can help it. I don't put anything harmful in it. There's no parabens, sulfates, perfumes, dyes, petroleum, or mineral oil.
The stuff that people would normally be allergic to or have reactions to,
exactly,
that you can buy in the grocery store.
Yes.
You don't put any of that stuff in,
yes,
your product.
Yes. Conventional products will have the harmful ingredients in it. Even if they do say natural or if they say botanical, it doesn't matter. They still have sulfates in it.
And why do they do that? Because it's not as though they're going to grow mold or go bad or something to that effect, right? Shelf life.
Yeah, so the sulfates actually are in so many different products because of the soap aspect to it. They want it to fizz up. It's also cheap. is very cheap. Mm-hmm. Parabens are cheap. They extend the life, and parabens are in everything. They're from prescription drugs to our foods that we get in the store. And there's been so many studies on parabens of how it is affecting our bodies, our organs, and our skin. And I've taken that out of the equation. I don't want it to touch my customer's skin at all.
Good for you. So I'm curious, how did you become a mixologist?
I just started mixing.
Were you using products and had a reaction and thought, okay, I'm done with trying to find something and make my own?
Yeah. So the unique story is that I started mixing when my daughter Leela was a year and a half years old, and I had just gotten separated from my ex-husband. I needed something therapeutic to do. I just so happened to remember everything that I collected from all the different countries I've been to try to perfect her skin and mine. I literally threw out all the Johnson & Johnson products, which if you've done any research, anybody has, it is absolutely it's just terrible to put on your skin. So I threw all of those products out. I also threw out Bath and Body Works products as well. And I only used the products that I made for us. And that was it. Even if she had a rash, I did not put any antibiotics on her. No, nothing that was going to harm her skin in the long run. So I only created my products. I started with one product, which is Happy Hour. Gave it to friends and family. Good friend of mine told me, don't you do that anymore. We've got to start selling it. And I did. And it actually started paying the rent.
Nice.
That's super groovy. And I'm reading your bio here. You provided some information to us. And not only do you create these products for people who already know what they need, but you also provide consulting services to people who might not know what kind of help they need. Tell us about that.
Yes, I absolutely love being that one woman who actually does care about people's skin as opposed to just pushing lotions on them. Yes, my products are the best you can get. However, I also do know that through 12 to 14 years of research, I'm probably the best person you can ask for any information of how to get rid of pimples, how to get through hormonal stages, how to get rid of acne, how to get rid of any blemishes on your skin.
Okay, so if people want to buy your products or they need some help with these consulting services, where would they find you?
My website is www.leelasbodycocktails.com, and Leela's is spelled with two E's. They can also reach out to me through that. I actually love speaking to people when I do my events. I've done a couple these past couple of months just to talk with people as well, and also reached out to a couple of publications to help people with any sort of question needs.
That's
so
pretty
skin
groovy.
Needs.
So speaking of question, those of us, and I don't know if men have this issue, but we women, we wake up, we've had a terrible night's sleep, and we got the puffy under eye going on. What magic potion do you have for that?
I think we have that too. We just don't care
don't
as much.
Maybe don't admit it or yeah, care. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I think I've got it going on right now. But anyway, please let us know.
Oh, wow, that's a great question, by the way. And most men, actually, believe it or not, do come with me with these questions. And I'm glad because I know sometimes men don't because I'm a female. They always associate me with just providing these products and questions for female. But for eye puffiness, the main thing is sleep. I know it sounds super duper basic. If you pair a good night's sleep with my one product called Nightcap, in 3 days, the eye puffiness goes away. Also, any dark circles that are under your eyes, which are a part of the aging process. So when you lose sleep, you're also kicking up your clock. A niche also.
Take a nap right now.
Just take a nap. Take a power nap right now and catch that sleep back because it is super duper important. And the less sleep you get, the more you age.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's definitely something to keep in mind. So that product you use when you sleep?
You use it at nighttime. You wash your face with a nice natural soap. I do sell one called Wet Bar. It is a body wash.
Do you make your own soap as
I
well?
I make my own soap as well.
Of course.
However, most people have access to goat's milk soap, which is also a fantastic soap to use for any anti-aging needs or just some skin suppleness as well. Wash with that, rinse it off, and apply the Nightcap specifically to your eye area and also around your eyes and your neck because those are the first places that you age.
Awesome. So I can find your products not only online, but you've got some retail stores that to distribute them as well, right?
I do. I also have some spas. So Gombe Spa in Albuquerque actually is most accessible to people here in New Mexico. Otherwise, you can find the products on Amazon and also in Georgia retail locations.
Wonderful. Congratulations. How long have you been doing this?
This is my fourth year. I just had my anniversary a couple of years ago.
Congratulations.
A couple of weeks ago. Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, so you seem to support a few community groups as well. You're involved in the Chambers of Commerce. You're one of the dots. So many of the dots come through. So in any case, the Polka Dot Powerhouse group, each of you in this room can talk a little bit about that. But we always like to know what community groups and nonprofits you're interested in supporting. So is that something you'd like to talk about?
I would love to. You know, actually, anyone who's dealing with lupus has always had a soft spot in my heart. Just because my daughter's grandmother has lupus, a lot of my customers have lupus as well. And there's a lot of other diseases that people have that actually limit what they can use on their skin and what they can eat. So they are extremely limited, and it's not something that the world is really sensitive to yet. There are some companies who do get it, but people like me who have high sensitivity to dye, glutens, you know, these are things that really fuel what products I create and who I'm creating them for. So anybody can throw anything on, but as you can see, I have absolutely no makeup on. I'm allergic to almost every dye out there. And also, I'm super sensitive to alcohol. So that's why I create products for those people. So anyone who's involved with lupus, celiacs, any of those organizations, I would love to work with them more.
That's pretty groovy. So yeah, and I'm sure the dots can connect you with some of those. We've got a lot
The dots are awesome.
A lot of local groups going on here. Okay. So any specials or exciting news or any events coming up that you want to share with our listeners?
I have been doing events back to back and I absolutely love it. I did a wonderful women's wellness retreat, a couple of weeks ago now. And also I did one last week as well. You know, Ronald McDonald House does have a special place in my heart as well for, you know, those children and their families. So they have a special place in my heart. Mother's Day is coming up. I mean, if there's not a better gift to give your mother than a product that actually helps them and doesn't pump chemicals into their body even more, you know, Leela's Body Cocktails is an excellent source for that.
So tell us about some good ideas for gifts that I might buy mom.
Mom needs body wash. She needs candles. She needs lotions. She needs to feel that she's special. She needs to feel like a woman. She needs a wonderful product I have called Mudslide. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to eat it.
That sounds like a dessert.
It is. It's a dessert for your skin. So after you wash and clean with the body wash, you apply the Mudslide, you rub it, massage it into your skin, rinse it off your softest baby skin afterwards, and it gets rid of cellulite.
Nice.
That is a lethal combination. So what was the name of that one?
Mudslide.
So yes. Mom needs Mudslide in the nightcap. I think Grandma probably wants a couple of those as well.
Yes.
Shelly's poking me in the ribs and making me say that they smell good. And, you know, they do. But I think that goes without saying, right? If you're producing products for people to rub on their skin, they better smell good.
They have to, yeah. Right. And it's important. Like, I'm vain about that. I do want my customers to absolutely love everything that I create. So that's very important to me.
Male or female?
Male, female, child, dog, cat. I have an anti-insect tonic. It blows out the water on Amazon. So, you know, it's for pets too.
It's pretty exciting. Okay, so we're about to round out. I want to be sure that everybody gets your contact information one more time.
Okay. www.leelasbodycocktails.com. Leela's is spelled with two E's. I'm also on Instagram, Leela's Body Cocktails, Twitter, L Body Cocktails.
What's your phone number?
478-294-9563. Yes, that is a Georgia area code.
We really appreciate Leela's Body Cocktails. She might not be from here. She's a transplant, but she's doing business here now. So Go Local Boom supports you. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you so
we
much.
Hope that you succeed. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with our wrap up. Thank you. Good morning again, folks. Thanks for spending time with us today, this beautiful Saturday. Go Local Boom is in full effect. We are streaming live on Facebook now, so thank you for following us. If you are, please tell your friends that Go Local Boom is a free advertising resource. Radio, social media, all kinds of stuff. I can't even include all of the things that come with the business directory at GoLocalBoom.com. But the radio show is something we have a lot of fun doing. So what we're going to do is talk about the guests that we've had on the show so far. Chris DeBenavides with Chris Talk International is my co-host. Vince Trujillo is, what did you say? He's out eating bonbons.
Eating bonbons, I think.
Yeah. My traditional co-host and business partner, Vince Trujillo, he's got work to do. We're growing and scaling and we stay so busy that
Awesome. It's
not the most effective thing for me to have him in the booth every week. So thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It's been fun.
Also, thank you for bringing the guests in. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Ignite Stimulus Program from CNM that you guys are involved with.
Yes. It's a great opportunity. It's something that I wasn't even aware of, but it is completely free. You spend time on Fridays in classes.
How did you find out about it? Tell us about that.
So a friend of mine actually participated in it in the previous class, or they call cohort, last fall. And she had been talking about it, and I thought, okay, let me find out a little bit more about this. And originally, I wasn't sure that I would qualify because I've been in business for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. But for me, moving from the world of being an independent contractor to growing a business where I can hire other contractors, et cetera, was what I was interested in. And they said, sure, go ahead and apply. And I applied and got selected. So it's been a really great experience.
That's super cool. And so I always get excited about the opportunity for networking and relationship building that exists when it comes to something like that. So when you say it's a cohort, how engaged are you with the other participants of the class?
So we're engaged every week. As I mentioned, we have class every Friday. It's all day. And so we're in classes together and they have different speakers come in and share. There are different subject matter experts that come in and share information, for example, on marketing, on sales, on, you know, who to have as your key partners regarding attorneys or what SBA, SBDC, different kinds of organizations out there, West, Acción, letting us know what resources are available to help us in our endeavor to grow our business. And so we're interacting with each other during the classes, and then outside of the classes, we each are assigned or have selected a coach. So the coach works with us on the specific aspects that pertain to our business.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a good use of your time and resources.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the cool thing is that it doesn't cost anything but time.
Well, and you've got a rebrand coming as a result.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm so excited about that.
Pretty exciting stuff. And we'll have you in here over the next few weeks. You can talk about it. So that's a little bit of information on the Ignite program at CNM. Anybody you know needs that resource, please connect them with it. Reach out to Krista at Chris Talk International. She might be able to point you in the right direction. But you said there's an event, kind of like a meet and greet coming up for people who are interested. What's the purpose of that?
Yes, that is our demo day is what they're calling it. So it's our pitch, if you will, to the community. Think about a Shark Tank-like event, but much tamer. There aren't any judges, but each of us...
I'll be judging.
Okay, you can judge. You can judge and then give us your feedback afterward. But we all have the opportunity to pitch, if you will, 5 minutes about our business. So we each have the opportunity to talk about our business, what we're doing, provide any special offers, as well as ask the community for maybe resources, for example, that might help us grow our business or get our business out there in terms of publicity. Each of us has a different ask, if you will.
And so you said this is on May 19th.
May 19th, 3 to 5. It's a free event.
Oh, we're going to this, Shelley.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be a good idea for us to be at. I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Yes, definitely.
So the Ignite Stimulus, is that the name of it? Or what is it? What is
so
it
technically, or the official name is the Ignite Community Accelerator. And it is listed under CNM Stimulus, the Stimulus Center. And so our classes are downtown at the Stimulus Center. And it's all under, so if you were to Google it, you could put Ignite Community Accelerator. You could put in the search CNM Stimulus Center. Either of those will get you additional information.
Okay. So, and then what time does the event start?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. So I'm plugging it into my calendar right now. I want to be sure that I don't miss that. That's going to be a great opportunity.
Excellent.
And I even begin to, you know, kind of think that maybe it's a resource that we need. I feel like as a business owner, it's my job to continually learn and to always stay teachable. So I'm constantly reading new books and purchasing new sales training or other marketing resources and finding experts and leaders in their field that are really good at something that maybe I'm not as good at, but I know I need. So this sounds like something that would be perfect for any business. And I'm really glad to know that you qualified, even though you'd been in business for a while. So they know that too. They know that even though you've been in business for yourself for a while, you don't know it all.
Right.
You can probably use some help. So are they selective about the businesses that they choose to create a strong and diverse cohort?
Yes, because it's not going to be for somebody who's been in business for years, already has their marketing down, already has their target market. So it's not going to be somebody who has all those gaps already filled. But for me, being a solopreneur, I had some gaps that I didn't even realize I had. And so that's why I got involved with the program or applied for it, because I was hoping to get that expertise from one place, rather than, you know, spinning my wheels or guessing what I needed.
That's pretty cool. All right, Krista Benavides, Chris Talk International, and soon to be rebranded. We'll make sure that we plug that when everybody's listening next week. Folks, thank you so much for joining us on Go Local Boom today. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to reach out to our sponsor, Rocketbox SEO. Give them a call if you need web design or search engine optimization at 505-453-9595. Rocketbox will help you launch your business into another dimension. And you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Thank you for spending time with us this morning. We'll see you next week.